Now, back to True Garabo Live. Wishing I could see you one more time, but I
don't think it will happen, so I thank you. Off the John Senning Sensei playlist. Eamon?
Eamon.
I love them hoes.
I do.
Hoes need love too, Micah.
It's ho-op.
It's called ho-op.
Uh-huh.
Perfect.
All right. So before the show, we were talking about the bidding process for Apple a Day's prom, where we are putting ourselves up for auction to be dated. And John was confronting his negative feelings about last year's auction because there was one lady who felt like she got the short end of the stick, if you will. And I believe she was in a bidding war with Kelly, who ended up winning, if you call going out on a date with me winning, which I don't, but she did. She won the opportunity to spend $2,800 on a date with me. And I believe this alley lady was really bent out of shape about it. And I don't want to say you ruined the whole experience for us, Allie, but we definitely thought about not doing it again just because I felt like we had let you down.
No.
Yes.
Are you there? Can you hear me?
Can you pick up?
What?
Well, I'm on top of the Skyway right now. I'm
don't jump. It's right okay. It's just an auction. There's no reason to be this upset about it.
Okay, can you hear me?
What?
Anyway, what happened last time, I called back to John and I said, you know, if anything happens... and if life happens, I'm still good for the $2,500. And he took it as like I came back like in a fury. And he took it the totally wrong way. And it really put me off. And I was really upset about it, to be honest.
I understand.
I just felt like I was just kind of saying to him.
No.
Well, let her finish. Let's not let this get testy. Go ahead, please. I'm sorry, ma'am.
No, I just kind of said, if anything happens, because I knew that she won, and I don't watch you guys. I'm a viewer. I'm not a viewer. I listen in my car. So I don't know who is who. I don't know who's Hispanic. I don't know anything. So when
well, John is orange, but he is not Hispanic.
I'm not orange. I'm very bronze.
John would give the appearance of a Spanish man with orange skin. But other than that,
this out of all the things that you guys say about me, the orange skin is this cannot stick.
No, it will now.
John, when I called back, John took it the wrong way. The reason why I called back was to say, if anything happens with the woman who won, that I'm still in the bidding and I'd like to participate. That's all I said.
Oh.
And he took it in the wrong way. He was like, oh, because she's Hispanic and you're white, and I mean, it was really it was slanted, and it really hurt my feelings. It was awful.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, I hate that anybody got their feelings hurt over a charitable venture. Absolutely. Let's wipe the slate clean. Tabula rasa is what they say. Clean slate. Can we do that? Can we just move on from last year's confusion and negative? Yes. Yeah, Seth.
I think before we clean the slate and do the Hakuna Matata like you suggested, I think John's got something to get off his chest.
Oh no, this isn't going to help. John, go ahead.
Well, I mean, only because here's the thing. I don't want to make this woman upset. I don't want there to be negative energy, especially if she's considering spending $2,500. But I can tell you what she's saying is just a lie, because she did call up and say, because
John,
she did call up. Are you going to let me talk? Because I let you talk. Hakuna Matata.
Now let's all just dial it back a second.
All I was doing was going to share my side of the story, and she couldn't not let me do that.
I know. Yeah, I know. Go ahead.
Allie? Sometime, and even in like with the show, I mean, you think that you hear things that aren't there. I mean, I never said anything derogatory about anybody. All I said was, if anything happens or it doesn't follow through, let me know, and I'd like to participate. That's all I said.
Cool.
And you made it, like, so mean and nasty and disgusting and ugly.
Sure. Well, listen,
So I don't get to speak? Is that the decision? Well, we can't do both?
You can speak. You just please realize our goal is to...
Okay. Our goal is... we'll let her just spew her complete lies, and we'll accept for what she's saying today. okay.
I want to say this. We were talking in the office earlier about doing the auction and how we did it last year. What can we do to make it better? And John was telling us, John was so convinced that last year was terrible. He told me that I hated it. He said that Drew hated it. And I said, I don't remember hating it. And then we started talking about Allie today. And John said
hey, by the way, I'm sorry to interrupt you.
No,
but
not.
I'm like, I'm breaking up because I'm over the sky. I'm coming over the skyway, so I'm
sure.
Breaking up a little bit.
I know, but I'm talking to the thousands of people that are listening, not just you.
Right.
Okay, sorry.
Did you or did you not make a comment about what the young lady who won, Kelly, what she could afford?
Oh, absolutely not. I don't even know her. I don't even know who she is. I just said, if anything happens with the person who bid on you before me, that I'm prepared to afford. That's all I said.
All right. Okay.
Did we talk about?
I mean, to me, that was like a very honest, like.
Sure.
It was to me. It was no big deal.
Right.
But John made it like into this.
Well, I can tell you, I didn't. I did.
And Alex.
Oh my God! I will find someone to pay the $2,500 so I don't have to be in a goddamn date with this woman.
Oh,
Jesus.
No. Oh, she's bidding on me anyway.
Well, I still don't even want to be in her vicinity. Jesus, she's unbearable.
She's just trying to make amends.
No, but she's lying because what she said was that she couldn't afford that. I know that her credit card is not going to go through, and when it doesn't,
what?
You can call me back. That's exactly
oh
what you
God,
said.
John,
and I didn't make it racial. Somebody else did. That was not on me. All I did was share the
John,
message of
you
what you
actually,
said.
Go ahead.
Did you just say to me that the woman that bid on her is
him.
Can't make her credit card payments? Why would I say that?
Why did you say
no,
it?
No, wouldn't be able to make the payment. Wouldn't be able to make the payment as far as the date.
Oh my God, John, you're a liar.
I remember that.
Oh no.
I mean, it's fine. I mean, we can pull the tape.
John,
she was but we can. This wasn't an
John,
isolated incident. You were indignant
John,
the entire time.
John, you pulled
stop
the tape.
Saying my name,
you
Jesus.
All right, well, you know, we could go back and rehash things that happened a year ago.
John, you know what's so awful?
Oh, no. My God.
Is that it's supposed to be a beautiful event.
Yeah.
And you ruined it. Congratulations.
You didn't. Nothing's ruined. Allie, don't. We can move past this.
May 11th. And John
Sinney
will not be screening calls this year. We're going to bring in a neutral party, Phoebe.
Okay, here's the deal. I'll say this. Allie, I will go the Hakuna Matata route. I will be the bigger person. I sincerely apologize for whatever I did that offended you. If we got if there was some miscommunication.
Miscommunication?
Okay, well then screw you then. Okay.
Then you can
go to hell. Okay, honestly.
You couldn't let me
apologize. And I will pull the tape because it wasn't just that moment. You were pissed from the beginning because you were.
Pull it.
I can't hear this woman's voice
anymore. You're fine.
You could be a little bit easier to work with here, Allie, just a little bit, and let John apologize,
but
and
Drew,
we could move on.
Drew, be honest.
What?
I mean, there are so many times that, like, he thinks that he hears something that he doesn't actually hear.
Well, he sees things that aren't there,
it.
Too, like Bigfoot.
Can you give me just one example? Because I am curious what you're talking about with that. Like, just one example.
John, honestly.
I swear, if you say my name one more time, lady. Jesus. All right, I'm done.
No, I'm done.
Here, everything.
I'm done. You know what?
Don't be done. Don't be.
I tried.
I know.
I really
listen.
I was trying to donate.
Don't cry. Everything's going to be fine,
it's
Allie.
All right.
No, listen.
I'm done.
Allie, don't be done. Don't be done. It's okay. Everything's going to be fine. Me and you, we're talking right now. I appreciate your interest in Apple a Day. I want to do whatever I can do to make things good here. I don't care what happened last year. I don't care who's right. I don't care who's wrong. You got a heart of gold. You want to give money to Apple a Day so we can help kids with cancer, get iPads. And we're just looking for a little closure.
Well, and at this point, honestly, we're being held captive by this woman, because if we blow her off, we're blowing off $2,500 for charity. But I also don't think that she should be able to blatantly lie. We had the conversation, much like you said before the show, that she single-handedly almost ruined the whole thing. She came with you. She was butthurt when she didn't get you. So then she came back for me. There were troubles there where she felt she was slighted, and I was legitimately offering a full-blown apology, and she wouldn't let me do that. So I don't know what else I can do.
727-579-1025.
Are you mad at me now?
No, I'm not mad at you.
I feel like I'm in the wrong.
No, not at all, dude.
I think Drew is very hesitant to let you out of your cage, and then he's like, oh, my God, how do I get John back in the cage after starting?
That is pretty much it.
I apologize.
I was like, lady, if you keep messing with the lion like that, he's going to come out, I'm gonna have to try to get him back in that cage. And sure enough, she kept poking the lion.
Just so people know, there was a serious conversation in the office where John was saying, I don't think we should go the same route we went last year.
Right.
And he was pinning it all on Allie, who just happened to call today. This has drummed up a bunch of interest for May 11th. The actual auction.
And by the way, our regular listeners and fans and friends on Twitter are all saying they remember it the same way John does. Not for nothing, but that means something. Jim, what's up?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, Jim, how are you, bud?
Pretty good. I just wanted to call and wonder why John's so whiny.
Don't be stupid. Listen, I'm sure you're a nice guy. You listen to our show, and I appreciate that. But don't be stupid. There's nothing whiny about holding a lady accountable for her horrible words, and that's what he's trying to do. He's trying to get a word in edgewise. I'm trying to moderate a discussion. John's fired up. She's fired up. The difference is he's trying to apologize and move past it, and she's trying to dredge up things from last year. That's the difference. Don't use the word whiny, you dope.
It just seems like he caught too much feelings about it. Like, if he knows he's right and can pull the tapes, play him.
No, we don't have the resources, nor do we have the need to.
We don't care enough to pull the tape.
Yeah, dude, he's right on this one. So if there's any whining, it's you whining about John.
Stop your whining.
Then shut up. If you like John, then shut up and don't call, okay?
I like you, too. Thanks for the support.
Yeah, screw off, all right, loser? Thanks for listening, though. Appreciate you.
Keep up the good work, guys.
Will do. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. What's up, James?
Well, she was going to take him out for smoothies.
Thank you. 727-579-1025. Sometimes I think we should never take phone calls. Brent, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
John!
That's a pretty good impression.
I've never been so annoyed with hearing my own voice in my entire life.
Your own name.
We got a lot of clips to pull from the show today. We have the Mammoth Hummus. We've got John.
John! What's up, Al?
Honest and faithful listener, Jim Drew.
Thank
appreciate
you,
your show.
Thank you.
John is 100% right. I remember the whole thing. So you don't have to pull the tape. Don't spend the money on it.
Damn right.
It ain't worth the effort.
Yeah, no, you're right. Look, the lady wanted to reconstruct history, and that's fine. Sometimes when I do bad things and say wrong things, I want to reconstruct history myself. But guess what? Facts are facts. And lady, with all due respect, you did say something about her credit card not going through. I don't know if you meant it to sound as racially motivated as you did, but I remember being rather put off by what you said and it leaving a bad taste in my mouth about the bidding process. I'm happy about the fact that the right girl won. And if you'd like to bid again this year, you're more than welcome to do so on May 11th.
We were also trying to figure out, because she was so upset about what happened last year, we were trying to figure out if you would just go on a whole nother date with her just so we could try to get that $2,500 for Apple a day.
Right. I was open to going out on a date, just me and her. But she doesn't seem like compromise is in her wheelhouse necessarily.
And sometimes if people just take just a smidgen of common sense, I hope that I put enough out there on the radio that you have a little idea of what I'm about and who I am. So you called up. You didn't get your bid in. So then I decided to concoct a story about you saying terrible things about the girl who won. Like, why would I do that? Like, what would be my motivation to do that? Like, it makes no sense.
727-579-1025. All right. You're good, dude. I was never upset with you.
New auction this year, May 11th. Pickles and lemonade and hummus, same day.
The look on your face had me very confused.
I'm sorry. I was trying to moderate, and I was just so shell-shocked that everything turned into what it did.
I, from the bottom of my heart, I would have apologized, and I could have moved forward
John?
With her. We could have been best friends for life. I could have done anything with her.
I know. She just jumped off the skyway. Lewis, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. How are you, Lewis? Don't do it.
Yo, I don't think this is Lewis. This is King. I'm trying to get the information.
Oh, all right. Sorry. Hold on one second. Sorry.
AppleAday.org.
Drew Garabo Live. Hello.
My name is John, too, and I almost had to rip my headphones out of my head. I couldn't stand listening over and over.
Sorry. That must have been awful for all you Johns out there. Good thing it's not a common name. Another John. What's up?
No, it's Don, but that's all right.
Don?
I just want to say that John. Yeah. Is a culinary genius. I just tried the pickles and hummus. Delicious.
Thanks, man.
Do you use mammoth hummus?
Pickles and hummus. Delicious.
Yes, thank you. 727 pickles and hummus. Delicious. That's a serial killer voice. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Holy cow. Ray, what's up?
And I feel bad.
Why?
What's up, bro?
Why?
Hey, great show.
Thank you, man.
Hey, wanted to say John is right about that lady. I do remember her saying... if the other lady couldn't couldn't afford it on her credit card or something.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, I remember. So yeah. John is right.
Yeah, we know. We're with John on this one. We wanted to give the lady an opportunity to kind of work things out a little bit. Obviously, we want to get money for the Apple a Day Foundation. But at the end of the day, if she's got an axe to grind about last year still, I don't know what to tell you, darling. You got just as much opportunity to bid on me as anybody else.
We're going to make a lot of money this year. The goal, 100,000.
Yep.
We did 40 the first year we took it over. We did 72 last year. Got to make 100 this year.
We will. And this year I'm unencumbered, so anything's in play. Last year I was still in a relationship when I went on a date. Didn't stop me from having a little bit of fun, but...
What kind of fun?
Just some fun.
Because I had to leave early.
Oh yeah, you did.
Should we call your date and see what kind of fun you offered her?
No, we should not.
Like
no,
the old parking lot special or something else?
You know.
Do you have to lay down a towel?
So this year, we will hopefully have to lay down a towel with the young lady who takes me out because I'm... I can't say I'm going to put out or anything, but if there's chemistry, have your way with me.
Yeah, remember how John thought to painting with a twist last year was lame, and now we're going to a prom, and we're going to grind.
Yeah, this is...
painting with a twist was...
It was fun, wasn't it? No?
I mean...
not even the mushrooms could help.
No, the same.
You guys were on mushrooms?
Huh?
You guys were on shrooms last... What the heck?
Who's I didn't know shrooms? This either. I was drinking Montepulciano wine.
Freaking big mouth loser.
Did we really not tell that?
You were on shrooms? Is that why you were kept hugging me?
You did hug a lot.
Why did you tell him?
Why did you guys? I was a new.
We weren't the only.
I was a 2-day new father. Why did I get the shrooms?
I was with lobster ears. Remember that?
When did you take? Were they chocolate covered?
Does he really not know?
I don't think anybody knows except for those of us who are on.
I assume it's the standard weed, but I didn't know that the shrooms were involved.
Well, you know, you do what you got to do to get through painting with a twist,
and we did, yeah. And it still sucked. Is there anyone home? Didn't you wonder why instead of a vase of flowers, I was painting a toaster?
Remember you being there, actually. I think you were in the
party. I don't remember being
time.
There either. I know. I remember giving up. We didn't do it again this year?
I figure we up the game a little bit.
Heroin? Crack?
I just think we get some of that old school Orlando stuff.
Yeah, now we're talking.
We're searching people at the door. Okay. And we're not just looking for guns. We're looking for drugs.
Yeah.
So we can take them from you.
Can we have a Vapo rub bar? Like you go up and someone rubs Vapo on your chest? All different flavors and assortment?
For sure.
Yeah, Allie's going to rub the Vapo on you.
Well, what's up, James? How are you? He was just joking about the shrooms.
It's kind of off the subject of what you're talking about here. Just wondering what the name of that Tech N9ne song was that you were playing earlier.
It's called Don't Nobody Want None, and it's got a nostalgic throwback feel to it, and Tech N9ne is one of the most clever lyricists out there, right?
Yeah, I mean, I got goosebumps when you started playing it because it took me back. I'm 43 years old, so I was like, wow, that's amazing.
And I'll tell you, every day before I go on the radio, I think today I want to give a 43-year-old man goosebumps about something. And today it looks like I
achieved the DJs and dance crew.
Well, this is for you and every other 40-something-year-old dude. And all your goosebumps.
Don't nobody want it. We hella hot at the moment. We're coming for all opponents. It feel incredible, don't it? It really ain't a thing. Who get them crazy going? Orangutan. Look at them copping me, trying to get top of the boss with a lot of mediocrity, stalking the properties, want to get off of my monopoly, tell me who is the one they call Socrates?
Mammoth, hummus.
It's been a wreck, been a death, when the head of collision was in effect from a tech, the other side is a curse, they have a lot of regrets, my creation is shaking the planet Earth.
Tech. What's up, Scott?
Hey, guys, love the show as always.
Thank you, pal.
You know, I just want to chime in on the whole situation going out with the auction. You know, it's not who's right or wrong. It's really about, you know, you guys are there to focus on the little kids. You know, this is all for them. It's not for John or for whoever, you know, even though she's willing to pay that money. But when it all comes down to the end of it, it's for the kids, you know. So,
oh, wow, cool.
So what's your – I'm confused. What's your point? Like, we're the ones raising money for those kids to get iPads. So what's your point?
I think they should just dial it back and both just, you know, swallow their pride. And just,
well, John tried to. I don't know if you were listening. John tried to apologize and capitulate, but she was not having it. She kept coming at him about last year. Instead of letting it go, I gave her every opportunity to just say, yeah, let's let bygones be bygones. Let's look forward to the auction this year. Instead, she doubled down and kept going, John.
Yeah, so, it's unfortunate that she hung up on you guys because you're trying to offer her the benefit of the doubt. And, you know, it sucks because, you know, she wanted to do the right thing. You guys were trying to help her because this is a great cause.
Yeah,
you know,
I agree.
And I love that you guys do that. As much as I want to chime in on your it's okay, it's not okay, you know, sometimes I disagree with you, but I love the show, and
no,
I love
you
what
should.
You guys do. And
thank you.
Have a good day.
Thanks, man. It's so funny when people say, like, hey, man, just so you know, I don't agree with you on everything. I'm like, good. I never wanted to build a cult. I never wanted to, like, have followers who blindly agree with every opinion I have. I love spirited discourse, and I love when people disagree with me on things. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. What was that?
Is that Micah? Who's
that? You got somebody on FaceTime over there?
No, it's the song.
Some dude's going, what's your angle? caller, go, oh, is this probably King again? No, okay. Raymond?
Hey, guys. Hey, I think we found the next match for the Mike Calta punch out with John and that crazy lady. But, hey, John, you sounded really good. I can't wait to hear your new show in your face with John Spinney.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Thank you, sir. Perfect perfect chair you put on top of the Sunday of that segment. I think Allie, if that was her name, I think she called with an agenda. Mm-hmm. Look, dear, if you wanna go on a date with me, be the high bidder this year. I hope you get outbidded by Kelly again, and I hope it stings. But if you're the high bidder, I will put all things aside and be the best date that you ever had in your entire life. We'll kiss, we'll hold hands. Drink wine,
and I'll be there. And I will if you pay $2,500 for the date, there we are all good, and it's all in the past, and I've got no hard feelings, and I, you know, it's all good.
I don't think 25 is going to get it done for.
I don't think
this year.
I don't either.
I don't think so either.
I think it's way low.
$3,500.
Come on,
yeah,
easily.
I'm thinking close to double that personally.
Yeah. I would love a rich older lady. Like, who's the CEO of Spanx? Is she? She's
single. Oh, is her name Sarah?
She's in Clearwater.
Yeah, she is great. I've seen her on Shark Tank a bunch.
Me too. Is she single?
Let me see if I can find her.
She's like an older Taylor Swift. I love her.
Oh, she's beautiful. She's an entrepreneur. She's a billionaire.
Yeah.
I mean, $10,000 is nothing to a billionaire, and I would, Sarah, rock your world. I'll do Spanx commercials for you.
Why are you thinking about her? I was just telling Micah the other day about how much I love her.
I was just thinking about the fact that she's got a lot of money. I was thinking like rich ladies that I know, and I don't know her, but she's got a lot of money. Hmm.
Let me hit her up, and I'll send her your headshot, and I'll say, hey, what do you think about this guy? Is he worth $10,000?
Don't send her the headshot. Just, you know, send her the... I got a couple of videos I could send you. A little. You know, this is what you got in store for you.
Oh, yeah. I don't think... Yeah.
Don't wear the Spanx. It's going to restrict my access right there.
Oh no. Gosh.
Don't look at me, Micah. 727-579-1025. All right, as if we weren't yelling at each other enough already, it's okay, it's not okay is next. And today, it is. It's either the wussification of America or... a wonderful, wonderful move by the Scouting Association. We'll decide next on It's Okay, It's Not Okay. What is definitely okay is 2 days of brunch on your weekend, and that's what you can find at Noble Crust. One of the many things to love about Noble Crust, seasonal Italian with Southern soul, is the fact that they have brunch 2 days out of the week. A lot of restaurants, they do brunch 1 day out of the week. Noble Crust does twice as much brunch as most restaurants. Saturday and Sunday, the Southern Weekend Brunch. Resident DJs at the St. Pete, Wesley Chapel, and Carrollwood location, and some signature brunch items like the Mimosa Bucket, Lemon Ricotta Pancakes, and even a Drewmosa Bucket, which is cans of Peroni with some orange juice for you. I absolutely love Noble Crust. It's my favorite restaurant in the area, and it's always a guaranteed good meal. I get the ossobuco just about every time I go. Pork ossobuco, 4 cheese grits, honey roasted Brussels sprouts, pecan gremolata, and ricotta salt. Their calamari is now gluten-free. That's right, the gluten-free calamari, shishito peppers, whole grain mustard aioli, salsa rosa, charred lemon as well. They are open in St. Pete, Wesley Chapel. They're in Carrollwood as well. And last night was Craft Cocktail Tuesday. Tomorrow night, you got live music at all three locations. Noble after 8, artists with acoustic backgrounds. You won't have a bad meal or a bad time at Noble Crust. Seasonal Italian with Southern soul. Get the coconut cream pie for dessert and tell them that Drew Garabo sent you. Again, the original location in St. Pete on 4th Street, Wesley Chapel out in Wiregrass, and Carrollwood, the brand new location where you'll find me.